Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team in Sydney has charged a 16-year-old boy with committing a terrorist act. The offence carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. The boy, who allegedly stabbed a bishop at a church in Sydney's southwest, has been interviewed by the team at a medical facility. He's been refused bail and is expected to appear before a bedside court hearing today. WA police have launched an appeal for information as they try to find two thugs responsible for a hit and run in Perth South. The thieves broke into Andy McCall's Port Kennedy home, stealing the keys to his ute, and as they drove away, the owner was run over. The 59-year-old remains in hospital with spinal injuries. His daughter Chelsea says seeing the offenders caught would bring him some peace on his long road to recovery.
And just knowing for the community that, you know, my dad has been given the justice that he deserves, you know, and I think it will help his recovery knowing that people have been caught.
The health department says an adult in Western Australia has died from meningococcal disease. Another two people are in hospital with the illness, although the cases are not linked. It's believed to be the first meningococcal death in WA since 2020. A fresh warning about lithium-ion batteries after 50 people were evacuated from student accommodation in Melbourne's north. A second-story apartment was extensively damaged when a fire broke out in the six-story tower in Carlton. Firefighters tracked it to a mobile phone power bank, which exploded while being charged in a bedroom. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Storm's beaten the Sydney Roosters 18-12, kicking off round 7 of the NRL at the Sydney Football Stadium. The win sees Melbourne go to the top of the table. Storm fullback Ryan Pappenhausen says the team worked well together despite losing Cameron Munster to the sin bin.
It wasn't really panic stations, but everyone just works for each other and yeah, we're pretty chilled out, to be fair. It's something you train and something you're quite comfortable with. And, yeah, we're just lucky we sort of held most of the ball there.
And in AFL, the Western Bulldogs have defeated St Kilda to kick off round 6, running out massive winners 124-64. In entertainment news, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has leaked online a day before its release. Fans have been sharing the tracks on social media, with some saying they came from a Google Drive link containing the whole 17-song list. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.